Pastor Varun and Pastor Dalla Hopperson would like to welcome you to the following message from New Hope International Church, Seattle, Washington. Here is Pastor Lau's dynamic teaching that will change your life with love, hope, and peace in Jesus Christ.
Less of you, less and less and less. Like John the Baptist say, I decrease and you increase. The more you let the fire of God break you and take away yourself and fill you up, the more anointing, the more power of God shall work through you, and you will never be the same. Amen. Everything in your life, the Holy Spirit will change you. Every aspect of your life, the aspect of eating, the aspect of sleeping, the aspect of spending, every aspect, the ministry, everything going to be changed because He come in and break the old self and change you from the inside. How many people have that experience? That God has really touched you and changed you. Amen. So tonight, I have expectation again that the Holy Ghost is going to break you, bring the brokenness of your life, and take you to the deeper level. The Bible talks about the rivers of God come from the throne, and then the river come in, the flood come in, and start from ankle deep, and then knee deep, and the waist deep, and eventually go all over, and then you swim in the sea of God, in the rivers of God. God wants you to go deeper and deeper in the things of the Spirit of God. The rivers of God means the Holy Spirit. So tonight we're going to go deeper together, all of us. Amen. Are you ready for the Word of God? Because of the limited time, I need to preach the Word, and then we will flow in the Holy Spirit. Amen. How many people feel that you were in heaven last night in this meeting? The presence of God was so strong. I have a hard time leaving this place at 11 p.m. The glory of God is so sweet and awesome. It's so good to be in the presence of God. Amen. How many people love the presence of God? I love the presence of God. Amen. One day, the presence of God in our meeting is going to be so thick until we can hear we can see the cloud of glory. Amen. I'm waiting for that day that the cloud will fill the house and you cannot even see each other because you just get lost in the presence of God. Amen. Hallelujah. In the past few days, we were talking about the honor of God. We're talking about the honorable qualities. God is the most honorable person in the heavens and the earth. And if we want to be honorable people, we need to have or to embrace the qualities of God or the attributes of God. God mentioned about some of us are the vessels of honor and some of us may be the vessel of dishonor, the chinaware or the trash can. In the house of God, we all should shoot for being a chinaware, being a vessel of honor. And we have learned that one of the attributes or qualities of God is to be righteous, is to do what is right, love what is right, do what is right, what is fair, what is just. Amen. Love the truth and live according to the truth. And not only that, we learn that in order to be an honorable vessel, we need to be gracious people. What does it mean, gracious? To be kind, to be compassionate, to give favor to those who don't deserve it. How many times you see brother and sister in the church who make so many mistakes and God's work in your heart, give that person money. Write a check, $100 to give to that person. And then you say, no, God, that person doesn't deserve it. He or she make a lot of mistakes. He and she come to church late all the time. She doesn't need the money. I should keep money to go buy something else. Buy my iPod or do something else. But now we have the new iPod, the iPod phone, $500. You say, maybe I keep money to buy the iPod phone. But God say, if you are gracious, you extend your mercy to those who don't deserve and those who don't expect the help from you. Amen. And you don't uncover their mistakes. You act like you don't know about it and you don't tell other people. So that's what we learned in the past couple of days. Tonight we're going to learn another qualities of the honorable people. And that is to be wise. Everyone say, to be wise. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 4, verses 7 to 9, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And in all you're getting, get understanding. The Bible did not say, in all you're getting, get the iPod, get a new car, get a new computer. But get wisdom, get understanding. Exalt her, her mean wisdom, and she will promote you. She will bring you honor when you embrace her. Wisdom will bring us honor. And if we embrace the wisdom of God, she will place on your head an ornament of grace, a crown of glory she will deliver to you. Such a powerful scripture here. That if we embrace the wisdom of God, God will give us honor. In our workplace, in our society, everywhere you go, you will see the honor of God upon your life. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 35, the Bible says, the wise shall inherit glory or honor. Glory means heavy, weighty presence of God or the honor of God. But shame shall be the legacy of fools. Wisdom makes you become honorable people. Amen. Wisdom doesn't mean high education. Wisdom doesn't mean having many, many diploma on the wall. Wisdom doesn't mean you are intellectual people. Wisdom only comes from God. And how do you get wisdom? You need to fear God. The Bible says that the beginning of wisdom is the fear of God. And what is the definition of the fear of God? The fear of God means hates evil or hates sin, but love righteousness. God promises that if we fear God and we hate sin, the Holy Spirit will give us more and more wisdom. The Bible says that the Holy Spirit is the spirit of wisdom. So not only that we fear God, but we need to be filled. We need to be marinated. We need to be controlled. We need to be led. We need to be filled of the Spirit of God. And that's why I love revival service. When God touch people, fill people up, I know that the Spirit of wisdom will go into them and they will begin to walk in the wisdom of God. Amen. One time I asked God, God, when you touch people, why people laugh, people cry, people shake, people just, the hairstyle just become messy. The makeups just come out from their eyes. The false eyelash came out. The mascara came off and they look so messy. And God said that the reason I have to do that is to see that they fear man or fear God. If you fear man, you're going to have to keep your mascara on. You're going to keep your hairstyle. You need to keep your kind of posture like dignified person. But if you fear God, you say, I don't care. God can do anything to me because I fear God more than man. But if you fear God, you are willing for the Holy Spirit to come and cleanse you and get rid of the sin of your life and evil things in your life. And then the wisdom will come. One of the manifestations of the Holy Spirit is the words of wisdom. What does it mean, word of wisdom? It means that suddenly the Holy Spirit gives you the word to say to resolve the problem in your life. And this happened to me so many times in my life when I give testimony or when I start to witness to people and people ask me questions, difficult questions. Suddenly, the Holy Spirit told me what to say. That is wisdom. God give us wisdom what to say. God give us wisdom to see the future what to do. See ahead what to do in order to avoid making mistakes. Amen. Many times in my practice, God give me wisdom. God really showed me the future. God showed me what to do. At one time, I told this story already. One lady
have a back pain and buttock pain here. And the MRI scan showed that she has a small disc herniation at lumbar 5 and sacral number 1. And I was planning to perform her surgery on Monday. And when I walked into the operating room, I noticed that her foot was weaker. But the MRI scan was done many months ago. Suddenly God spoke to me. He knows what's going on. So he gave me the wisdom. He said that don't only cut the disc over there, but go up a little bit higher. And you're going to see something the MRI scan did not show. And it's true. When I cut the bone a little bit higher, and I found a large piece of disc that ruptured on Saturday before the surgery, because I met her on Friday. On Saturday, she pulled a hose at her house to water the shrub and the lawn. And she ruptured the disc. And the wisdom of God came at the right time. And I took that piece out. I saved her foot function. Now she can walk and she regained her function back again. Otherwise, I would miss that piece of this. If I did not listen to the Holy Spirit, I would miss the problem. Amen. We need to really listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 23. The heart of the wise teaches his mouth and adds learning to his lips. If you are a wise person, if you are hooked up to the Holy Spirit, if you fear God and you depend on the wisdom of God, that wisdom in you will control your mouth, will dictate what you say. There is a connection between the heart and the mouth that I mentioned a few days ago. When you are wise, you are full of the wisdom of God. You watch your mouth and you know that whatever you say will have a repercussion, will have a consequence, will bring life or bring bad things happen. So you have to watch what you say. Many years ago, I like to speak a lot. I just keep speaking, keep talking. When I go to sit with somebody, I just keep talking, whatever I want to talk. But since I have been in revival, I have been in the fire of God. If you notice, you sit with me, I talk less. I don't talk a lot. I just listen. Because I know that if God doesn't want to say something, I just keep my mouth shut. Because I want to talk only from the wisdom of God. I don't want to hurt people. I don't want to say something out of my flesh. I don't want to say something to cause damage to people's life. Sometimes the flesh rise up and want to say something. You see somebody do some wrong thing and you want to just punch and hit and shoot that person with your word. But the Holy Spirit kind of push you down and say, don't do that. Just shut your mouth and don't say it now. Wisdom will control your mouth. Everyone say, my mouth. Wisdom, control my mouth. It will tell you what to say and when to say. Amen. Wisdom come from God, and the Spirit of God will give us wisdom. And all of us can have that wisdom. Do you know that our God is not a respecter of people? God can give everyone in this room wisdom generously. God can give you, if you ask from Him, He can give you, and you can be more wiser than even the PhD person. The person who have PhD degree. You can be more wise than people who have master degree. It doesn't depend on education, but it depends on how much you fear God and how much you know the Word of God and how much you really surrender to the Holy Spirit. And people will respect you. People will honor you. When you speak with wisdom, especially leadership in the church, it's so important if you are in the position of leadership, like the husband, like the manager, the elder of the church, the leader of the church, the preacher, whoever in the position of leadership must seek the wisdom of God. Before you give direction to people, you need to pray. You need to seek the direction from the Holy Spirit very seriously, because you don't want to give wrong direction to the church. You want to give the right direction to people. Amen. You need to seek God's wisdom. You can lead people in the wrong way and go to destruction. Or you lead God's people with wisdom and go to success and prosperity and fruitfulness in their life. So you need to really listen to the wisdom of God. In the wisdom of God, God will tell you what. Everyone say what. God is going to tell you what to say and what to do. Everyone say what to say. What to do. But doesn't stop at only what. In the wisdom of God, God also tell you how. Everyone say how. When. Who. And whom. What, how, when, who, and whom. If you are following the Holy Spirit, like the eagle that flow with the wind of God, the eagle mount up the wings and waiting for the right timing of the wind come. The Holy Spirit tell when to jump out into the wind and how to flow with the wind of God. So when God tell you what, it doesn't mean that you have to do it right away. You have to wait for the right timing. God is going to tell you when. I remember one time I was sitting in the airplane, riding airplane to Bangkok. Suddenly I was sitting and kind of praying to God. And God told me, Dwayne is going to marry Jocelyn about 2 years before they got married. When I heard that, I keep my mouth shut. I didn't say anything, and I waited until it happened. So when the wind came to me and said, you know, I fall in love with this lady named Jocelyn, I know right away it's the right couple. Because God already told me 2 years ahead of time. You see, when you know about something, if God can trust you enough to keep the secret of God, the reason God doesn't tell you what, start with what. If God cannot trust you to keep the secret, and God cannot trust you to be patient enough to wait for the right timing of God, if next time He will not tell you what. So you need to learn how to hold your tongues. You need to learn to control yourself. And don't jump in to do too fast. When you know about something, if God say, keep quiet, don't say anything, don't do anything, just wait for the right timing. When? How many people agree with me that one of the most difficult things in your life is to the word wait? Especially in this society. We want everything right now. Fast food, drive-in, drive-through, hamburger, Big Mac. Everything now, 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 now. And sometimes when we hear something from God, I'm going to want it to do it now. God wants me to preach. Pastor, when you going to let me preach? Now, I want to preach now. God, you want me to lead worship? I want to lead worship now. But God say, wait. It's not the timing. You wait. Amen. I remember when I received the file of God in 1997. God told me that I'm going to be a revivalist. I'm going to go out to bring the file of God. The prophecy came upon me one time that I'm going to go out to the nation and bring the file of God to the people. But I did not hurry to book the airplane. I did not hurry to call churches to say when I can come. I just waited for the right timing. And suddenly, one day, Pastor Noom emailed me and say, we want to start a church in Thailand. And at that moment, I heard the voice of God. I turned on the green light. Go to Thailand. The first nation you're going to bring the file of God is Thailand. So when he called me, I went there, and the first message I preached is about the file of God. And that night, everyone got touched by God. And after that, the service keep growing. And keep hand to God. Amen. You need to wait for the timing of God. What, when, and how. Not only you listen to God to do what and when is the right timing, you need to ask God how to do it. How to do it. How you going to do this ministry. You know, in our church here, I don't practice this way that I ask somebody to take care of one ministry and then say, this is the way you're going to do. 1, 2, 3, 4. And then you do this way. I say, you go and pray with the Holy Spirit and ask God to do how. Because I want to practice, I want to train our members how to listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit and let them do it They may make some mistake. That's okay. But they need to listen to the Holy Spirit themselves. Listen to the voice of that shepherd themselves. And ask God to tell them how to do it. Amen. And who should we do it together? And whom should we talk to? Everyone say again. What? When? How? Who? Whom? So from now on, the wisdom of God is to listen to God, be led by the Holy Spirit, and wait for the right timing, be close to God. Why I love to lay hand every Sunday, because I know that the anointing can leak out. I want you to be filled with the Holy Spirit all the time by spending devotion time with God and by coming onto the laying on of hands and just keep being filled. Keep being full of the Holy Spirit so that every single day, Monday through Sunday, you will walk in the wisdom of God. And God is a generous God. The Bible says that He will give wisdom to His people generously. Amen. Therefore, I want to remind you again, wait on the Lord. The Lord Jesus Christ, He is a good example. When He was walking on earth, He said like this, in John chapter 5, verse 19, then Jesus answered and said to them, most actually, I say to you, He said, most actually, I say to you, no if and no but, this is it. The Son, meaning Jesus, can do nothing of Himself, but what He sees the Father do. For whatever He does, the Son also does in like manner. In other words, I like this. I like the way the Lord Jesus set good example to us. And I want to be like Him. He's my hero. He's my model. He's my best example. The Lord Jesus Christ, when He was walking on earth as a human, He was a human 100% and He was a God 100%. And while He was walking on earth 100% as a human, He was so filled with the Holy Spirit all the time. Every action, every word He said, every movement, every direction He went was totally, 100%, all the time, led and controlled by the Spirit of the Father in heaven. He said He will not say anything, He will not do anything except what He sees and hears, what the Spirit of the Father telling Him what to do. If you can live your life like that, I'm not there yet, but I want to. And I keep growing in the way of moving with God. If you can do like that 24 hours a day, your life will be so powerful. You will be led by the Holy Spirit. But you need to fear God. You know, you cannot be led by the Holy Spirit if you just rebel against God all the time. You just be naughty all the time and say, I don't care what you say. You need to really surrender. You need to yield to the Holy Spirit and let the Holy Spirit lead you all the time. And you can be a very powerful servant of God because He's going to give you wisdom of what, when, how, who, and whom. 24 hours a day. Amen? Even eating time. When I eat food, sometimes the Holy Spirit tell me, stop. I stop. And I put the spoon down and say, this is it, no more. Some people say, Pastor, why you have good shape? Why you never gain weight? Not only that, I dance during worship. I have an aerobic exercise all the time. I dance during worship. I remember when I became a Christian, I was a devout Buddhist. I cursed God. I put my fist up to God when I was a Buddhist. But when I turned to Jesus Christ in 1980, I say, if you're going to become a Christian, I want to become a Christian 120%. Amen. If you're going to worship God, I want to worship God 120%. I don't want to give God a little bit. I want to give God whole. Honor Him with my all. Amen. But another reason that I can keep my shape, my size, because I am controlled by the Spirit of God. Because when God says stop eating, I stop eating. That is wisdom. Is that right? When you pick up the phone, what you gonna say? You listen to the Holy Spirit. You yield and surrender to the Holy Spirit. When I talk to my patients, I listen and I listen, and then whatever the Holy Spirit wants me to say, I say it. And it's right on what they need to hear. You need to be led by the Holy Spirit, and then you will be honored by God. Amen. Everyone say, to be wise. The fear of God. Surrender to the Holy Spirit. Led by the Holy Spirit. How many people in this room say, I want to be led, to be controlled by the Spirit of God 100% of the time in your life? How can I say hi? Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. So that is one of the attributes that we want to be and we want to have. Amen. Look at another one, the fourth one of honorable qualities. To be righteous, to be gracious, to be wise, and number four, to be generous. To be generous. Do you know that God is a generous God? Do you know that to be generous doesn't depend on how much you have? You can be rich or poor. Some rich people are stingy, but some poor people are very, very generous. I'm so blessed by the mother of Pastor Sam. She doesn't have a lot, but every Sunday, she would come with a big bag of food to my wife, cook for her, make sure that the pastor and the pastor's wife always have enough food to eat on Sunday. Not only that, we have the whole bag to go home so that we can, the whole week, I have lunch every week. Because Mother Nopakun really showed generosity to me and Pastor Da. I'm richer than her, but she showed generosity to me. That's why God honored her so much today. She got a reward. Amen. Because she is a generous person. The Bible says in James chapter 1 verse 5, everyone say, our God is a generous God. If you ask him something, he's not like this. No, I don't want to open my hands. He's not like this. When you ask him, he gives you generously. He's a generous God. That's why he is the most honorable person in the whole universe. The Bible says, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to you all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. Our God is a very generous God. When you ask him, you can be sure, 100%, that he's going to give you more than what you need. He is El Shaddai. He's a God of more than enough. You remember when Peter went out to get the fish, he put the net into the water. When the net came up, the net almost was broken because they have too much fish. When Jesus fed the 5,000 people, only men, 5,000 men and other women and children, only 5 loaves and 2 fish. After that, have 12 baskets full left over. He's a God of leftover. He's a cup running over God. He's a God of more than enough. He's a generous God. Amen. That's why we need to keep praying and asking. In fact, when I look at the worship team of our church, a while ago I was standing there when Phil and Wang Ji were singing to God. I was rejoicing and say, God, who am I? I'm nothing. I don't deserve this. But you gave us generously with 3 or 4 worship leaders, actually 5 worship leaders in this small church. We are considered a small church, but big in the eyes of God though. Amen. Many people say big in the eyes of God. Amen. God gave us so many worship leaders, so many musicians, because God is a generous God. Amen. Hallelujah. God is a good God. So whether you have money or not, it doesn't matter. If you learn how to give, God can honor you. Look at how God honored Cornelius. Cornelius is a man of prayer. He was not a believer, but he gave money to the poor. The Bible says in Acts chapter 10. Then God sent angel, give the vision to Peter the apostle, to go to the house of Cornelius and bring revival and the outpouring of the Holy Spirit upon that house, because Cornelius was a giver. He was a generous giver. How many people want the favor of God and honor from God? Raise your hand up. One of the things that you need to do is to be generous people. Don't be stingy. Stingy is equal to unbelief and selfishness. But generosity is equal to faith. When you are full of unbelief, you don't want to pull your wallet out. You don't want to pull your checkbook out. Because you think that if I write this check, tomorrow I will not have money anymore. You have unbelief. You don't believe that God can feed you and give to you. Amen. God can do anything. God knows where the money is. God knows how to bring money to you. If you learn how to be generous, God's going to give back to you and God's going to honor you. But people who learn how to give are people who are full of faith, people who learn how to flow with God and realize that God is the owner of the cattle on the thousand hills. Silver and gold belong to Him and He can give you everything. I thank God for my wife. She is a generous woman. She always tells me, give money to this person, buy this gift all the time. And because of her, I'm blessed so much. I'm blessed so much because God keeps giving me more money to bless other people. God trusts our family to be able to handle money because we are very generous people. Amen. And God honors us so much. How many people know Pastor Joe Austin? Before he came into Seattle, because we are generous, we give and give all the time. Suddenly, the husband of the worship leader of Pastor Joe Austin called my cell phone. People know Cindy Cruz, Cindy, the worship leader. Her husband called me up and said, I'm going to get you ticket. And I say, are you sure you want to give me ticket? I didn't buy, actually. People asked me to buy the ticket to Joe Austin meeting, Pastor Joe Austin. And the Holy Spirit tell me, "Not, you don't need to buy. Stay put, don't have to buy." So I didn't buy it. Suddenly, 1 week before the meeting came, the husband of Cindy Chris called me up and say, "I'm going to give you a ticket. How much you need?" I say, "About maybe 20. No matter what, how many you want, I give you." So she gave me, and they come out to wait to us at the front door. And when I walk in, I was shocked because they give me the best seat in the front with Wang Ji, with, I think, Bomb, huh? Pastor Kenny. We sit in the front and saw Pastor Joe Austin and worship God there. He honored us because our church is a giving church. Amen. We always give. He honored us. Amen. So if we want God to honor us, we need to be generous giver. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Do you know that you don't need to give money all the time? Sometimes people don't need money. Sometimes people need love. Sometimes people need a word of encouragement. Sometimes people need food. Sometimes people just need your smile. Maybe your phone call. So when I talk about generous giver, I'm not talking about money. I'm talking about anything that you can give in your life. You can give smiling. You can give greeting. You can give time. You can give your gifts, your spiritual gift. You can give your talents. Kun San is one of them that is a giver. Anytime you need his help, you call him up, he show up. Amen. And that's why God honor him. You need to be generous giver, giving your time, your talent. Amen. You need to find out what people need and give them according to what they need. Be generous. So two more things we learned tonight. Number one, we learned that we need to be generous giver if we want to be honorable people. And another thing we learned tonight is that we need to be wise people. And we need to be righteous and gracious people. Tomorrow we will continue to learn how to be honorable people. I promise that I will try my best to finish everything about honorable qualities tomorrow, which is altogether 9 things. 5 more things to go. And then after that, I will preach about how to show honor to one another on Thursday. How to show honor to one another. Amen. Hallelujah. Let us stand up and pray and ask God to give us the heart of the fear of God and to give us a generous heart. Father, we ask you, Lord, we are not perfect. We make mistakes. Sometimes we go by our flesh. Our flesh dictates us. Our flesh tells us what to do. And then we just follow the flesh. But Father, from today on, we want to be filled with the Holy Spirit. We want to be led by the Spirit of wisdom. We fear you, Lord. We hate sin and love righteousness. Father, give us the spirit of generosity, that people in this church will not be full of unbelief and selfishness, but they will be filled with the spirit of generosity. You are such a generous God. You sent us the best. You gave us the best. That is your Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for us. Lord, we want to follow your footstep. You give your life. Therefore, we want to give as well. We give our life to other people, Lord, as well. Lord, change your church. We want to be honorable vessels in your house. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible says, you can sit down. The Bible says that we need to stir up the fire of God or the gift of God on the inside of us. Who stir it up? We stir up. You stir up. Stir up the gift of God. Stir up the fire of God on the inside of you. You practice stirring up tonight. Can somebody sing a song for me? Sing the like the woman with the issue of blood. Stir up. Close your eyes. Maybe one way to stir up, starting from being hungry. Tell yourself, I'm not adequate. I need the Holy Spirit. I have a long way to go to become like Christ. I am in need. Focus. Stay focused. Yield. Be hungry. I cannot be hungry for you. You need to be hungry yourself. Press in to the ground. Be hungry. Then suddenly a touch from heaven. Be hungry. Jesus came. Father in heaven, pour out your Holy Spirit upon this congregation, Lord. Suddenly, may the cloud of glory come. May the rains from heaven shower this place
and set me free. Like the woman with the issue of blood, we press.
Stir it up. Stir up the gift of God. If God wants you to pray in tongue, go for it.
Like the blind man.
If God starts to tickle you to laugh, go for it. Don't quench the Holy Spirit. Don't quench the Holy Spirit. Go ahead.
To the ground.
If you want to pray in tongue,
then suddenly.
If you want to laugh, go ahead. Let the rivers of God flow out from your mouth. Unplug the well of the joy of salvation.
And rescued me.
Fire!
Then suddenly.
fire.
A touch from heaven.
The wind of God blow in this place.
Jesus came and set me free.
Then fire.
Suddenly, a touch from
jump into the rivers
heaven.
Of God. Don't hold back.
Jesus came.
Don't hold back. Jump in.
And rescued.
Stir up. Drink. Drink the new wine.
And suddenly,
drink the new wine from heaven.
Touch from heaven.
Don't analyze it.
Jesus,
you receive the Holy Spirit by your heart, not by your head.
Set me free.
The Spirit of God is about the heart, not the head. Don't try to analyze it.
Like the woman with the issue of blood, we press in.
Shola kasi.
We press in.
Shola kush. Fire!
Like the blood.
Fire!
Man waiting
fire!
Patiently.
Come right now, come right now, come right now. Fire! The fire of God.
We press in.
Fire!
Touch. Suddenly, a touch from heaven.
Jesus came, touch
and rescued me.
Fire.
Then suddenly, a touch
Bill.
From heaven.
Don't be an observer.
Jesus
don't be an observer. Stay in!
We trust this message has ministered to you. If you would like more information about New Hope International Church or other teaching series, please contact us at 206-275-1042 or visit our website online at www.newhopeinternationalchurch.org. You may also write to us at the following address: New Hope International Church, 9170 Southeast 64th Street, Mercer Island, Washington, 98040. Thank you very much,